Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we locked in, family. We locked in. 11 p.m., we locked in, family. Oh, yeah, I see you, Chicago. I see you, ATL. I see you, South Africa. I see you, Tokyo. I see you, New York City. I see you, Denver, Colorado. Y'all in the field tonight, family. Peace of life, family. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Get yourself. This is y'all. For being wonderful, family. Give yourself another round of applause. Joining the family tonight, family. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Here to get a game service where they cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth, it's going to make all the pain worth it, y'all. Hope everybody's doing all right tonight. It is Monday, April the, I think it's the 9th, right? 8th, 9th, one on right now. Guess what? Either way, it's a day like we've never seen, day we'll never see again, family. And we're just blessed to, you know, blessed to be alive, blessed to be able to see another day, you know what I mean? The Vain Verdict Podcast. Before I continue, I want to give a special prayers and condolence to my part two, my co-host, Ms. KB. She just lost a childhood friend due to some very unfortunate circumstances. So I highly doubt if Ms. KB will be joining us tonight, but course, you know, peace and blessings to Ms. KB and family of her friends, and you know, we just, you know, really pray for consolation in this time, you know what I mean? And hopefully the family can find some kind of reconciliation, some kind of, you know, comfort in these trying times, you know? You know, death is always a thing, you know, we all going to have to visit, but none of us want to talk about. But it's something, that, you know what I mean? Something that we all going to have to take part. Definitely, unfortunately, part of everybody's life. On everybody's agenda, whether they want it or not, you know? So, peace and blessings to everybody. Peace and blessings to the family. And of course, you know, Ms. KB. Much love and blessings to you, Quinn. I mean, hopefully, you know, things can, you know, you get things on one accord with you, you know what I mean? And, again, you know, much blessings and love and peace to the family. Hey, now, as y'all probably know, family, it's been a lot going on, you know, so to speak. I've been preparing, you know, because we actually began filming on Master Series this upcoming weekend. Got a lot of big things coming up with that. Make sure everybody, if y'all ain't, I will be releasing the YouTube channel for Master Series. Obviously, it will be, obviously, Master Series, and your Twitter account, I'll be releasing all the information over the next couple of days, by this weekend. Probably gonna let a trailer go a little later on. I'm gonna shoot a little trailer for the series tonight. Start getting the ball rolling on that, so. Everybody that's been fucking with me, I already know. So stay tuned for Good Ground Productions. That will be the title for YouTube channel. Everything you want to find out about the content for the production company that me and my good friend, Brother Dominique Garner, a.k.a. By the Gram. Brother just, you know, got this thing jumped off. Because we got, you know, a couple of projects and things that you know, we wanted to do. So a couple of ideas we had in mind. So my brother hit me with a great idea, like, man, shit. Fuck trying to sell these ideas and pitch these ideas to other people. Let's just do them ourselves. So, you know, that's exactly what we're going to do. So y'all make sure y'all follow the boy at Pimp Black on Instagram and Facebook. And also, I will be releasing music. We have a soundtrack coming up as well for the series. So I'll be linking up with a lot of great guys. Just to briefly name a few, I'll be reaching out to my brother, Zone One Got It, of course. I'll be reaching out to, of course, you know, my team, Jordan Pimpin, my boy Intelligent Queen, and Don BD, the boy Bulldog. Can't do nothing without my brother, Young Keith. You know, that's blood, that's family. That's a no-brainer anyway, right? So, y'all get ready, man. Stay tuned, because, like, got some big things going. And again, I'll be dropping that trailer real soon. Probably with the next hour or so. Probably before we get off this podcast, too. Who knows? Y'all just make sure y'all, but before I do it, I am going to release. That would be while I make the chunk or whatever. That's when I obviously get released. I don't want to just release it on Instagram and all that there before I before we actually, you know, position, you know, everything. So it's calculated step. I'm trying to actually build the content and get everything designed the way to just truly head in the direction that we're trying to take this project and other projects down the line. So everything got to make sense, family. So y'all just bear with us. We'll keep it going. With that said, and also, as y'all remember, on this Wednesday, April the 11th, and my brother Jamel Davenport, life coach, be joining us on the Vain Verdict podcast. And one that I'm actually, you know, really excited about. And what we did with this is title for a Wednesday show. Not more or less a title, but the question is a long question I have, and that's why glad the great brother Davenport will be joining us. It's like the question is raised when God tells you it's time, the Spirit of God tells you it's time to leave everything and everyone behind. Do you respond with faith or fear? I mean, I want you to think about that. I mean, yeah, when the Spirit of God tells you it's time to leave everything and everyone behind, do you respond with faith or fear? I had that conversation with my brother, great life coach, Jamel Davenport. This coming Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018, at 11 p.m. Make sure y'all be right here in attendance again here on blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. At 11 p.m., you can check the Instagram at @the_vain_verdict. Facebook at The Vain Verdict, Twitter at The Vain Verdict, Google Plus at The Vain Verdict, Squares family, and we'll be going Skype live, possibly, but the Skype, always, whenever I'm on there, always The Vain Verdict. You want to jump in, Skype, and conversate that way, then fine, hit me up. The Vain Verdict is the connect. Other than that, the normal guest call in, 646 716-8126, family. Yeah. What else we got going on? Oh, next Monday, April the 16th, we have the lovely Miss, the author, Miss Jennifer Rashawn. She's the author of the book, The Secret to Ageless Beauty, Living Gradually and Positively. So the great Queen Jennifer Rashawn will be, author Jennifer Rashawn will be joining us on April 16th, 2018 at 11 p.m. Y'all can go to Amazon right now and check and look up the book on Amazon.com and support sisters. So that way, you know, y'all can check it out. Go to Amazon. It's, again, the title is The Secret to Ageless Beauty, Living Graciously and Positively. Or you can look up Jennifer Rashawn. It's an ebook format, or you can order a paperback. It can drop off right at your house through Amazon Prime. So that way, by April the 16th, you'll be ready. There you go. Get it. Now, the Trap the Series still going strong. Trap the Series still going strong out there, y'all. YouTube.com/Trap the Series, episode 201, 202, 203, etc. You did. The 204 on the way. We're dragging it out, man. Trying to make sure y'all caught up. Because this last episode, this finale is crazy. Last episode is crazy, bitch. Make sure y'all tune in and check out on that. You know what I mean? What else we got going on? If y'all happen to be in the Memphis, Tennessee area this coming weekend, in the Memphis, Tennessee area this coming weekend, got a treat for you, man. The Chicken and Art Show event. Yeah, April the 14th. Y'all can go follow at Craft Trap on Instagram. Mainly because you need to get with my brother, Awful Blessed Creations. Will be at Dixie. My brother do handmade jewelry, bracelets, pendant exclusive. He's copper wire wrap. I mean, look, in the artist, man, in the pieces that y'all follow the Black and Black. You know, he made the Family Tree of Life in the Black Obsidian, brother. That boy Geek, Young Geek, man. So y'all make sure y'all, if y'all in anybody in the Memphis, Tennessee area, get ready for that. You know what I mean? Because it's gonna be a big event, man. Brother got some great pieces. So again, y'all can follow Artful Blessed Creations on Instagram. Get more information on that, or just follow at Craft Rap and get information on that. You know what I'm saying? What else we got, man? What else we got? Things I need to let y'all know about. You dig? I don't know. Let's see. I guess if anything else comes to me, I'll let the people know. So, but for the time being, let's get into some news. You dig? Okay, the president bashed Robert Mueller's probe after agents seized info about Stormy Daniels from his personal lawyer's office. The president called FBI raid on his lawyer an attack on our country. FBI raided the lawyer's office and the lawyer's hotel's residence. Obviously, because, you know, this whole shit by Stormy Daniels, the porno star who Donald Trump, you know, cheated on his wife Melania with and had his lawyer pay her $130,000 of hush money. And I guess maybe something went sour or something, and she saying, fuck this shit. She telling everything. And she ought to be sued, brother. You know what I mean? I don't know who to side with on this. It's not really, it ain't like she's saying he did that, but like, it's, y'all can go back and read the articles yourself. Her interview that she did with 60 Minutes, Anderson Cooper, to where she was explaining all these horrendous or sexual escapades to her Agent Orange had. You know what I mean? So, again, y'all can take that shit out. I don't even want to relive that moment again. But, well, that's one of them, man. Yo, wait a minute. Hold on. Five minutes. Did y'all see the fucking trailer for Infinity War, man? Yo. Look, let me tell y'all something. Black Panther was cool. Black Panther was good, right? But, man, Infinity War finna be that smash, bro. No question, man. And I can't wait, man. Of course, look. Because, and I think it's going to do more money than Black Panther did. Because if it goes, because see, like I said, a lot of people, you know, went to see Black Panther that wouldn't normally see no Marvel movie because it's a black guy. So if that's the case, hey, everybody, Black Panther, the guy Chadwick, he's in Infinity War 2. So y'all keep the support going. Make sure y'all going out there and support the bro. And y'all hear me because I'm trying to get in one of them. All. Look, aspiring actor, y'all, I'm definitely trying. That is a goal for me. Working with Mr. Perry, Tyler Perry, getting in a Marvel movie, and getting on Power. Those are like ultimate acting goals of mine right now. If I can achieve any one of those, love to do all three. I want to do one more than the other. I'm not going to say what it is, though, because that's neither here nor there, and it's not important, and I don't want to jinx myself. But to get a reoccurring role on Power, because I know the stars are already set, to get a reoccurring role on Power, to get a reoccurring role, I would love to get a reoccurring role on any Marvel superhero movie. Yeah. So that's them the only shits I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? To get on Power. And then, of course, to work with my brother Tyler Perry on anything, to get a starring role in one of his projects. I'll even take a co-star. You know what I mean? I would just love to be a part of the brother's projects. You know what I mean? So, but that's that. Oh, yeah. Shit. I'm sorry, family. I apologize. We don't know. See, Miss K, that's why I need you, Miss K. That's why I need you, love. See, I don't want to push out. And I really want to go ahead and get into this topic. I see a lot of people, liking and commenting, you know, on the topic for tonight or whatever. You know what? I think I'm going to get a brief version on shit. What else we got? Cardi B album drop. Drake dropped a new single called Nights of What. Dope as hell. As far as Cardi B album go, y'all know me, I'm not a fan. Everybody else says it's great, so kudos to Cardi B. What else going on out there? The shit that came across me early, man. A lot I can't even... Yeah, whatever. Probably a lot of bad shit. Somebody died, somebody dead. You know what I mean? Somebody need money for something. And there you go. Right? That's the news for tonight, family. So, tonight's topic for tonight, family. Was inspired by my brother, again, be joining us this Wednesday, April 11, 2018, 11 p.m. Life Coach Jamel Devin. Obviously, I had been moving a little slow, moving, you know, behind a little bit, you know, attempting to come up with a topic for tonight because I had a lot of things going on today, moving behind, but. C- Coach Davenport threw up a post. And the post was an acronym for the word push that I'm sure we've all heard before. I haven't heard it in his life. Well, at least one of the letters. But the brother's acronym was push, persist until something happens. Push until something happens. Persist until something happens. That word persist is so critical in this acronym. You know, because when you're persistent, I mean, that means like you're adamant. You're without the shadow of a doubt, everything that I have in me, every breath, I'm giving my all into making this thing happen. Every breath in me, every ounce, no matter what it takes, whatever dollar it takes, you know, to persist. To let's define that word, if we will, because to persist until something happens. The saying used to be, I remember it being, pray until something happens. But see, the reason why I like persist, because it means to continue firmly or abstainedly in an opinion or a course of action in spite of difficulty, opposition, or failure. That means to continue firmly or abstainedly in an opinion or a course of action in spite of difficulty, opposition, or failure. Meaning, no matter what may come, no matter where obstacles may stand in my way from getting me to where I'm trying to go, I'm standing firmly on my course of action. I'm standing firmly on my mission, standing firmly on my values, firmly on my beliefs, on my morals, my standards, whatever it may be. You're standing, whatever your course of action may be, whatever's driving your course or guiding your course, so to speak. That's to persist until something happens. So when you're doing that with no regard, no thought of anything negative, as the definition says, you know, in spite of difficulty, opposition, or failure, you know, that's, I'm willing to accept this challenge. I'm willing to achieve my goal no matter what may come in the place as an opposition, something that may hinder me or something, an obstacle that may block my progression. Not even a failure, the will not to succeed, meaning I'm going to keep going regardless, no matter, even if winning don't look like an option right now, even if like winning doesn't look foreseeable, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to be persistent in my course of action. Even if I don't see me winning, even if I don't see me prospering or achieving a goal. And I think that's where faith comes in as well. You know, believing in the unseen, which is where faith is. Having faith, I think you have to have faith in order to be persistent, right? Because that persistence, I mean, you need to believe in whatever you're trying to go hard for, whatever you're driving for. You want to believe in, you know, especially, you know, you want to believe in the positive outcome of it. You know, and willing to accept failure. So, is that, do you think that connotation can be put in there as well? You're willing to accept failure or not accepting failure at all? Because you got a thing, we said persist until something happens, but we never really made clear what that something is, that something could be failure. So should I not put my all into something? Especially if I'm feeling like, you know, the end all be all wouldn't be the positive result that I set out for. So what are you pushing for, family? What are you pushing for? And another reason why I love the brother's post, and I'm going to just read the comment, and that'll go kind of give you an idea of what exactly we meant. Brother say, it is in your push that you can discover your pull. Think about that. Because if you think about your push, meaning that thing that drives you, that thing that motivates you, discover your pull. Your pull, in my interpretation of what Coach Davenport was saying, and this summer, of course, I'm definitely going to bring back up on this coming Wednesday at 11 p.m. when Coach Jermell Davenport joins the Vain Radio Podcast. But my interpretation of the brother's caption was, well, you know what? Let me just read his, I'm going to read his caption in full, and maybe y'all can tell me what you think. It is in your push that you can discover your pull. We speak highly about the grind, the grit, and how important it is to hustle. But what about the pull of greatness and the pull into purpose? You know what's pushing you, but have you considered what's pulling you? Now I have a different interpretation there. Because at first I was looking at it. So you know what? I'm going to stay where I'm at and save my brother some of that juice to come in and break this down even more. We speak highly about the grind, the grit, the hustle. But what about what's pulling you? What's pulling us to greatness? And you know what? Maybe I am... I might not even be far, but I love, but maybe my, I want to be going too far in depth with the thought. But see, I'm feeling like that pull is the resistance. Or is push the resistance? Or is there a level of resistance in both if you think scientifically? There's a level of resistance in the push and the pull when it comes to you toward greatness, because I was looking at the pull be things that are like obstacles or distractions that would hinder you. Those are the pull, pulling you away from. Or you know what? Could all these things be one and the same? Or the joy of knowing the difference? Could that be an adventure within itself? I'm altering the description for the show, family. So I really want to, because I want people to come in and get a little bit of this, and make sure y'all come back and talk to us and Coach Jamel Davenport on this coming Wednesday. Gonna be a real interesting thing because now this topic is this here. You know, now it's wrecking my brain a little bit because now I'm wondering. You know, defining that pushing. I almost want to reach out to the brother now and get him in here, but see, and to get a sneak peek. Well, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to save that ammo. But your pull to greatness, to me, I think is that resistance, things that keeping you from it, those challenges that arise. That negativity, no matter what it may be financial strains that suddenly arise trying to achieve a goal, or maybe doubters, non-believers, you know, the lack of having support from loved ones, you know, in your, you know, in your dry, ambitious stages. But so when you realize what's pushing you, what motivates you to get up and go, what motivates you to do you, that's when you realize what's pulling you. I know for me, for myself, family, I gotta say, you know, my push, what pushes me every day, in this order. First of all, is my commitment to my higher power, my commitment to my role, my commitment to the obligation that I was given as a man, you know, as a father, as a provider, you know, as a spouse. Salute my commitment to that. My push is also aspirations and goals. What I'm trying to get to, what I'm trying to achieve career-wise, be that through media journalism. I just really want to be a public figure, family. You know, acting is something that I wanted to take the forefront of my life. Of course, now behind the music, music is always has always been my number one therapeutic source. But again, like I've said on numerous occasions right here on our platform, that I've outgrown my love for music, or my passion for creating music, I should say. My kids push me, family. Knowing what this world is and what society is designed, I was explaining it to my lady earlier, you know, we raising kids in a time that won't allow children to be children. Think about that for a minute, man. We're living in a time where we're forced to raise kids, in a time where kids are forced to grow up. They're forced to mature too early. So one thing I'm pushing for is them, in that order. I'm pushing for that. Well, no, my kids are coming behind that. So yeah, no, in no chronological order there. But sorry, I had a light up, family. Don't judge me. God ain't through with me yet. Still a work in progress. It is. So me knowing what's pushing me, my pursuit to make a difference, my pursuit to get a message across, musically or personality, just my pursuit to be, create an impact psychologically, and everything come in falls in there. That's me, for that's my mission, to make an impact on everybody psychologically. Be that good or bad, be that through music, through opinions on podcasts, be that through a role I play on one of my acting gigs, whatever that may be. My goal is to make an impact psychological. You feel in the kind of impact that I make, or that impact that's made. But I think I know what's pulling me now, fam. I think what's always pulled me is probably a gift and a curse. Probably my desire and want to satisfy others. I probably have always hindered myself from achieving goals for me because I've always wanted to share my blessing, share my gift, if you will, with others. Thus allow myself to be subjugated to whatever they may be lacking, or, you know what I mean, whatever they may be battling with, individually, spiritually, you know what I mean, or emotionally, so to speak. And that's one thing that I probably say I do a lot, you know. I've been tending to share my dreams. I feel like I've hindered myself, and I'm not blaming nobody else for not having the vision that I had for them and me. No matter what they say, because it might sound good to them, because hell, they don't even have a fucking vision. I got a vision, so it sounds good basically, even if it's for them. But see, if they ain't feeling it at the moment, if they ain't feeling it, family, ain't nothing coming out of that. Ain't nothing coming out of that at all. So I always felt, you know, my push and my pull has been there. You know, I always, and who knows, man, maybe I threw the dice one too many times for a lot of things in my life. Now, I know I did, actually. Maybe I did let a lot of people down along this road. But Salaam Alaikum, family. That means peace be unto you. But yeah. So look, again, family, I don't know what y'all pushing for. I think your push, let your spirit be your guide, man. You know, whatever feels right to you. I don't think, you know, I don't judge people. It's not my place. I don't think nothing's wrong with malicious if it's not done with malicious intent, family. Amen. Find something that push, something that drive for you. Basically, in other words, this question is pretty much asked, Have you discovered something to die for? Where do you live for? Probably live for the things that's pulling you. You'll die for the thing that's pushing you, family. I know that's what it is for me. So, in a sense, I guess, you know, that's why I say, you know, you learn from your mistakes, and it's one of those things to where that's, I guess you could say, kind of accurate in the statement. Because I call these negative things pulling me to my success. These are things that I learn from them. I know my weaknesses. I know my strengths. I know what I'm about. You know what I mean? And I know what I'm capable of. I know what I'm not capable of. Sorry, family. We're good. I'm trying to send and save that sent out. But yeah, man, y'all make sure. Again, let's do this right quick.
Just y'all already know it yet.
The Vain Verdict Podcast.
That's a fact, family. So look, this Wednesday, April the 11th, 2018, at 11 p.m., we have Coach Jamel Davenport, which obviously inspired the topic for the night. What are you pushing for? He'll be joining us at 11 p.m. on this Wednesday again. 41118. 41118. Come and get the information this year, family. Bars. When the Spirit of God tells you it's time to leave everything and everyone behind, do you answer with faith or fear? We'll talk about that tonight, this Wednesday at 11 p.m. Also, this Monday, April the 16th, 2018, we have author Jennifer Rashawn, author of the book, The Secrets to Ageless Beauty, Living Graciously and Positively. You can find that book right now on Amazon.com, ebook or paper book format, and right to your house. Again, that's author Jennifer Rashawn, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Rashawn, R-A-W-S-H-A-N. Now go and check that out. Also, again, my boy Awful Blessed Creations, Chicken and Art Trap Expose this weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all can go and follow at Crack Trap on at Craft Trap, CraftTrap on Instagram. Off of my brother, Artful Blessed Creations, ArtblessCreations, family, on Instagram, Artful Blessed Creations. Handmade jewelry and all that net. Again, if y'all ain't following at Pimp Black, it won't even matter. If you're going to do that, go follow at Pimp Black, man, so you can get ready to get hipped on this new series that I got written, directed, and produced by your boy, Xavier McLemore of Good Grounds Production. Shout out to my cast and staff, my bro Robert Garner, my sister Kiara Blackshear, my sister Katima Anderson, I think your name is. And of course, my brother Derek Garner. And also, of course, my partner in crime for this ordeal, you know, my brother Dominique Garner, man. At By The Gram. Y'all stay tuned for Good Grams Productions, LLC. YouTube channel, stay tuned for Good Grams Productions. Twitter, stay tuned for Good Grams Productions. Facebook, stay tuned for Good Grams Productions. Google Plus, all the above. First project we got coming out is Master Series that we start filming actually this weekend again. So making sure y'all follow the movement, February 2018. Nothing less supposed to be left behind, family. Ain't nothing standing in between you and your dreams but yourself. Nobody can hinder you but you. Nobody can stop you but you, family. You keep pushing. Keep pushing. Persist until something happens. Pray until something happens, family. And if you focus, if you being persistent, can't nothing happen but you achieving your goal, family. I can't be nobody but that boy Pimp Black. This is the Vain Verdict Podcast, family. And you know what? Also, this is the last time y'all will hear the ads in the format that you hear them on. A lot of things are changing. So, other than that, see y'all Friday night, family. Peace and light.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vain Verdict is being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel, holla at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points, open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7, Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all, again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points, at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you've seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you've seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict. Facebook, at the Vain Verdict. Twitter, at the Vain Verdict. Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m. The Vain Verdict. blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vain Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vain Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-vain-verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.
You can't handle the truth.